What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hello there. My name is Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy.
Hello.
Everything going good today, Kathy?
Yep. It sure is.
All righty. So here we are, election season almost. And I kind of feel like we're having conversations with customers, and there's a lot of uncertainty right now just for things that we've seen here recently. I don't know where we're headed right now. Do you, Kathy? It seems kind of volatile. And I'm seeing things out in the marketplace that make me go, because you just wonder what the economy's, where we're headed with this economy right now. What's going to happen? What's going to happen to the real estate market around here? And that obviously affects, insurance as well.
Right.
We know we're in a very bad political market when it comes to liability in the state of Georgia and North Carolina for that matter as well. We're seeing crazy rate increases.
Yes.
We just got one yesterday. One of our companies is raising rates 20% on homeowners.
Right.
So we're having a lot of uncertainty right now. I had one customer that goes to trade shows, they're telling me, and they were having a big decrease in the amount of activity at their trade show, which they were making a very big profit off of what they were doing not long ago, and
in
now
past,
things have kind of just dwindled down.
Mm-hmm.
Kath and I rolled into a RV dealership in Florida, and we were looking, not that we would buy it, but it was a very expensive RV, and they offered me a cash deal for half of the price of the RV, and they told me, you won't hear us on the news. I'm seeing banks that are selling their other real estate owned properties right now too. So I'm just scratching my head thinking, okay, are we looking at something happening like 08 we lived through? What's going on? How this is going to affect insurance going forward? Because I would expect people right now, if things are contracting and you're seeing this terrible inflation in the insurance premiums, the rates are going way up. So how are people going to be able to afford premiums now when they're on a fixed income? Do we have many retirees here? How can we help that situation? And there's only so much that we can do as an agent.
The big thing we have to, since we're independent insurance agents, have agency, we actually have multiple carriers that we can write home and auto as well as business insurance. So if you're having issues with rates, you need to contact your agent or contact us and look to make sure you have all your discounts that you need, that you can get, that you qualify for. So that's really, really important. But sometimes, we can run you through a different carrier and maybe they're a little bit more competitive at this time, but they're all taking rate in Georgia as well as some in North Carolina as well.
It's brutal.
Unfortunately, we can't do anything about it. People get upset with us, but we don't make these rate increases. We are having to deal with this just like everybody else. Our own policies are increasing as well. So just remember that when you come in and talk to our folks as well as us about it, because, the Department of Insurance has got, they're the ones that approve these rates, not us. So keep that
in most cases, they do. Yes, they have to be approved. But it is a really wild market, and, mm-hmm. Being election year, and we don't know where we're headed. And, inflation has been going up, and we're seeing the direct result of that. What I'm afraid of is people are going to start reducing their coverage just to be able to afford their premium.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
bad. Yeah.
That's a short-term savings for a potential long-term problem that you may have.
Right.
So you could reduce your liability limits on your auto insurance, and you could save some money, and that will get you by. You can legally drive a car. But what's going to happen when you have a major auto accident, and now you're looking at maybe even having to go bankrupt to pay for, if you get a judgment against you?
People don't realize, they always say to me, well, I have nothing to go after. And I'm thinking, well, let me just tell you, they're going to get it from somewhere. So they can go after your house, they can go after all your properties, or they can put liens on things, or garnish your wages. So these things can happen and do happen. So just make sure you protect yourself, and also just encourage everybody to get out and vote, because that's really important as well.
Yeah. So we're looking at you know, two things going on. Okay, if you increase your or decrease your liability limits, then we're in this terrible legal environment where mm-hmm. things are, you know, really, if you take the fact that you're paying money for insurance out of the equation, what's best for you would be actually to raise your limits in this environment, because we're seeing such bad judgments come through.
Especially in Georgia, where there's no tort reform,
which we've had previous. Our state representative, Johnny Chastain, here talking with us about that, about what they're trying to do in the state of Georgia. But it is brutal.
It's a big problem. It's a big problem, and we're trying to, you need to contact your state representatives, you know, talk to the Department of Insurance, and then of course vote, because we've got to live in this environment, and there's not much we can do with this industry, how it is, but also make sure that you are aware of what's going on and educate yourself.
It's kind of a helpless feeling, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's not much you can really do about it. Yeah. I mean, you could raise your deductible. You could, like I said, make sure you're getting the discounts that you are entitled to.
Yeah, usually higher your deductible, lower your premium.
Well, it always is. You're going to be paying more of the cost and the premiums.
Right.
You get a deductible credit for doing that.
Right. If you replace your roof, you get a new, roof discount. If you have home and auto, you can get a home and auto discount if you have it with the same carrier. If you have, sometimes some carriers will give it for, if you have a life policy or you have an umbrella. So some carriers will give it across the board. Some carriers will not. The only thing they give it to is your home and your auto discount is the only thing they have. But make sure you have it with the same carrier, because that can also, you're missing out on some discounts there as well.
Yeah, I've always been a really big proponent of having your home and auto with the same company.
Right. Yeah. And one of the reasons I feel is because if you have a claim, and what if it's on both things? Maybe it's a tornado. Then basically you have two different carriers fighting over who's responsible for what, and that way if something happens, they're on it.
Yeah, you know? The only example I thought, like, maybe what happens when your dog is in your car and somebody puts their hand in the car and your dog bites them. Is that an auto claim or is that a homeowner's claim?
Right.
I would think it's probably a homeowner's claim, but the insurance company may say, nope, happened in a vehicle. We're not. So you could have a situation like that.
Right.
And you've got a less chance of getting canceled if you've got it with the same carrier.
Correct.
Like you've got just a homeowner's policy and they decide just to – I've seen it happen before. One time we had a carrier just said, okay, we're canceling all homeowners that don't have auto. And they just swept across the board and they canceled everybody's policy. And the people that had the home and auto together did not get canceled. And the people that had only home did get canceled.
Right.
So I think it's a good thing to have.
Plus, another thing to consider, people don't get this. A lot of times people shop every time that they renew. And it's important to the carrier as well that you're with them for a while, that you have some loyalty to that brand. And especially if you've had, they're there and you've had a claim, they're going to be looking at you differently than if you just hopped from one place to the other, too. And I know that's going to sound good, but
they wouldn't do that.
But you never know.
I feel like if you got something on the bubble, something that's like a jump ball,
right?
And I've been, Mr. Jones has been with your company since, for 20
years. 1971, yes.
It really shouldn't. I mean, it should be just like a cut and dry thing. But I think that there is some advantage to having a relationship.
Right.
And it may not be necessarily on a claim, but maybe when it comes to like somebody getting canceled, like, okay, we're going to keep you covered because we've had them for 10 years and they've only had, they had bad luck in the last couple of years, but you look at the whole relationship there, it's been positive. And so that could help somebody's case if they were maybe looking at a cancellation possibly.
It's interesting because we have so many different carriers that we represent. And what we find is like the bigger companies that are out there, they get rate first for some reason. And then you start shopping them, and then we move them somewhere else. And then after we move them and for that term, and then the next one, then they, of course, start raising rates. So it's almost like a trickle event that you start with one carrier, and then the other carriers start doing it too. So keep that in mind when we start shopping you, because we can't control that if they take rate after we've moved you to that other company. But just, we try our best to keep everybody the best coverage for the best price.
I had I have a cousin. He's like, well, I had to go with a company you see online because I knew it was going to be less expensive. And I didn't say anything. I just did, but that particular company, we have rates that are comparable or better than them all the time. And so my fear is he just cut down his coverage, because I've seen so many times where people just you know, they get a good deal, but they've also reduced their coverage, and now we're saving on the premium, but we've set ourselves up for a big problem down the road when you have a claim. Right. So, okay, so we're almost out of time on our first segment here, and we will be back after the break.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, and we want to let you know where we are located. We own More Insurance Services, Inc., which has three locations. One is in Blairsville, right across from Home Depot and next to the post office there. We're located in the South State Bank Building. We are not part of the bank, but we actually are in our separate wing at the South State Bank there, there in Blairsville. So come by and see us there for all your insurance needs there in Blairsville. Our second location is located in Hiwassee on Main Street. It's 150 South Main Street, Suite C. And we're located right next to the hospital in the red brick building called Tom Trace. Come by and see us there in Hiwassee. And then lastly, our last location for More Insurance Services, Inc. is located in Hayesville, North Carolina. We are right next to United Community Bank. They're on the main drag there on Highway 64 West. So come by and see us there in Hayesville for your insurance needs there as well. Then we have another location located in Murphy, North Carolina. It's also on Highway 64, right past Arby's and So Good's restaurant on the left there. Come by and see us there. It's called Mountain Insurance. It's a division of More Insurance. And come back and see us there and ask for your quotes there in Mountain Insurance and Murphy. And our last location is located in Blue Ridge, Georgia. It's called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. It's also another division of More Insurance. And we are right past United Community Bank. And we're between that and Burger King on the main drag there in Blue Ridge. And also you can check us out on our website, which is www.more-insurance.com. You can request a quote. You can make payments. You can check out all of our podcasts there on our website if you miss one of our shows. And that's what you can check us out for all of your insurance needs there on our system there.
Okay. Thank you, Kathy, for the plug there, I guess.
Yes, you're welcome.
So we are talking about uncertain times in the insurance industry and yes. just, I guess, the economy in general. I don't want to be a pessimist, but I'm concerned about where we're headed. We're as a country, as a community here. I'm not an economist. You know, I did major in business management and had economics classes, so on and so forth, but also I majored in risk management insurance for that major. But I'm worried about things I'm seeing out in the marketplace. I feel like we are in maybe a bubble. And I also worry about where we're headed with insurance rates going up so high, with inflation. It seems like a very uncertain time, Kathy. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, I have got the experience of, okay, I lived through the financial crisis with my business. So when I started out in 95, everything was just booming. It was booming so much that there was an article in the paper. I believe it may have even been a New York paper. I can't remember, New York Times. But it was called Backwoods Boomtown. Maybe I should try to find the article. But it was about our local area economy, how much growth we were experiencing back in those days. Mm-hmm. And it was almost like you could just write it a day on the map around August. And I remember that I had contractors saying, I don't have any work. And I'm not sure what I'm going to do. And it started with our grading contractors. Mm-hmm. Next thing I knew, we were in a full-blown recession. I guess it was that the Great Recession? I guess it was.
Right.
And we had customers that had loans with the bank. And I guess I could talk about banks. I don't know. I mean, people would know which bank failed around here. Mm-hmm. And I had customers that were with the bank that had been in business for 100 years, and it failed. Well, what was happening was the bank was taken over by the FDIC, and the FDIC would resell the bank to another bank, and it was probably, I don't know, Kathy, 10 cents on the dollar. Who knows what they were paying
right.
for the bank?
We don't know.
What I found out was that the bank was giving what's called the FDIC was taxpayers basically were giving a loss share agreement with the new bank saying that if you have a loan, we're going to guarantee that loan up to 80% of the face value. If you had a $1 million loan, the taxpayers are going to pay $800,000, from what I understand it. And so the incentive was for people's loans to be called. And part of my job as being an insurance agent, I would look at the insurance policies and I would see if at a particular bank, I would say, look, you need to go ahead and try to get yourself refinanced now before they call your loan. And it happened on numerous occasions where customers were getting their loan called.
These are like customers that we've had for a long time that were, you know, responsible, and they were, you know, affluent even people that was this is happening to. And we thought, well, gosh, if they're going to do that, they'll do it to other people too. And that was really kind of concerning to have people come in and tell us and share these experiences with us. And that was, it was hard to hear, but thankfully we were not trapped in that situation. But I know a lot of people were.
And the bank was not nice about it. I'd heard some of the stories like, you know, one lady said, you can't do this to me. And they said, yeah, we can. We take that ring off your finger if you want us to. Yeah. I mean, they were ruthless. And so I don't know. That was one thing. And then we had, like, if I had to go back and say, okay, the bank is going to fail, nobody would believe me if I told you that in 05. Nobody would believe me that your house is worth half the value it is today in 2 years.
Right.
Or in 2 years, if you told somebody in say, 05, in 2 to 3 years, your house is worth half. Or if you told somebody that land is worth 10 cents on a dollar. I mean, you could buy a lot for $100,000. It might be $10,000 after this financial crisis. There's a movie called The Big Short that's got, was it Christian Bale?
Yes.
And, you know, it's kind of an interesting movie. Now, it's got some language in it, so forth. But
We're not encouraging
you. Well, no, I think it's good to see because it gives you a perspective about how, you know, there's so much greed out there. Mm-hmm. And people were repackaging loans. And there was particularly the insurance industry was actually guaranteeing these, it's called a credit default swap, where they were actually guaranteeing the loans. And that they lost a bunch of money on that. I think it was AIG.
Right.
So I just don't know where we're at. I mean, it's such an uncertain time. We have, you know, rates going up. We got inflation. Kathy, I would think that most people we insure's houses now today are underinsured.
Right.
I was talking to somebody from over in Franklin a couple of weeks ago, and this, I can't remember the contractor, but it might be a $500 a month or $500 per square foot building cost over in Highlands, that area.
Right.
I mean, a minimum of $250. So it's so people are underinsured. The limits that they have are probably not adequate for this market.
Right.
But then you got to pay your premiums. So how are you going to live and get by trying to mitigate all this?
Right.
You know, you can try to ask for discounts from your agent, but there's just, your agent can only take you so far.
Right.
And it's just
the most important thing, I mean, from our perspective, is that we're trying to make sure you're insured properly. You know, we're basing our, what we base majority of our stuff off is coverage. We're a coverage agency. We want to make sure that you're covered properly. It's not just about price. That is important as well, but the coverage is the most important. And we make sure you're covered properly. And sometimes it costs a little bit more to be covered properly. So I guess the biggest thing to take away from this show is to just realize there is options, higher deductibles, make sure you have all your discounts. We can also requote you if we need to, and see if we can get you a better rate with somewhere else. Maybe we can save you money. Maybe we can't. We can at least try. But also encourage you to, you know, make sure you know what your house is worth. Some people have gotten updated appraisals, what have you. And we just need you to definitely communicate with your agent. That's really, really important.
It is. And, you know, agents are busy. I mean, the squeaky wheel gets the grease, so call them.
Yeah.
And talk to them, because as an agent, we can tell you that, you know, it's hard to get around everybody. It needs to be, I mean, I'd like to sit down with every customer, and it's just hard to sometimes.
Well, a lot of times some customers want to talk to us and want to, you know, make sure they're covered. And there's others that just don't want to tell you.
They think we're going to raise their rates.
They don't want to tell you anything. And you're just like, well, it's not going to help you if something happens. And we just really want to make sure that we have you taken care of properly. So please be transparent and communicate with your agent is the biggest thing to take away from this.
Kate, I had a renewal, well, you know, insurance review this last, I guess it was this week, at one of our good customers, and all our coverages out, and we found about four or five things that we needed to address.
Right.
And so it's a good time. But I think you need to be proactive about your insurance and know your limits, know how much coverage you've got.
Right.
Talk to your agent, because your agent may not be able to get around to talk to you as much as they would like to. I think the intent is always there. The agent always wants to be able to talk to customers, right. But sometimes it's difficult. And so get yourself in that line and try to get, you know, you make the contact with the agent, and that way you're getting yourself out there, because you may get glossed over. It's just easy to do when you've got so much going on as an agency,
right.
You know, as an agent. So,
absolutely.
So I don't know where we're headed. We'll see. I mean, I don't know where we're headed, but I know we're definitely in a transitional time in this industry, and we're going to have another crash or not. I don't know. I'm not an economist, but I worry about it. So just be thinking about that. And might be a good time to sock some cash away, actually. So. This is Mark Moore and my wife Kathy, and we are on WGRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.